Can we? No, you have it there.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Come on, yeah. I'd like to suggest that there should be no such thing as underage drinking. And my dad gave me my first pint of Guinness when I was 8 years of age.
Eight.
Did you drink it?
Yeah, I thought it was not great, like, you know, but I was one over.
Did you drink it?
I had a go of it. No, I had a sip of it. I didn't like it. And but the whole point is, it wasn't taboo. That what makes young people drink is that they know it's taboo. They know that it's against the law. It's something cool to do, and they can meet and they can drink. My brother used to.
All I'm doing is I'm trying to make me money get back in the hospital because I'm going to sleep on the street tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I just need another fucking €3 to get back into my hospital. Right?
€3.
You say you have no money.
No.
We do it all here.
Because.
Fucking talk to the fucking people. They're all fucking drinking.
Are they all? Have they got money?
Listen to you.
No. I don't. But three
euros, that's all I need. €3. Have you got €3?
No, I don't.
Huh?
I don't have €3. Huh?
I'm on the right guard, right?
Okay. So I'm just saying that underage drinking is a ridiculous idea. That anybody should be able to drink whenever they want. In fact, that would promote...
To save anybody.
Yeah, to serve anybody, yeah.
To serve anybody.
That's right. Well, I know that they do. It's illegal.
I'm going to make €3 and then I'm going home to bed. Get my head together.
It's illegal. I don't have €3. I don't have €3.
And believe me, I have got before the end of the night.
That's not a word for life, of course.
See, ask any of them over there. But, okay, so... underage drinking, there should be no such thing as underage drinking because it's the very stigma of saying that something is underage drinking actually causes people to drink underage. It's like they know it's illegal, they know it's the thing to be done. You ban something, people want to do it sort of thing. People, when it's less taboo, people drink wine at the table in France. That doesn't make them alcoholics. They drink wine at the age of France at the age of 10. They don't become alcoholics. You know, so obviously banning the whole drink thing underage isn't exactly the way to go. Obviously,
what you're saying is legalise it.
Definitely. Right. Obviously,
I'll tell you what will happen, right? If you legalise alcohol here, right, what's going to happen is underage drinking, right?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Underage,
I don't think so. They will.
Don't,
of course they will. Try it.
The guards will come along and fucking probably arrest me.
No, they won't.
Of course they'll do.
Come on, get up here.
We'll be all walking around, locked out of our heads.
No, it will. Okay, obviously we know the system, like the drugs criminalisation, it does not work. Basically, if a policy does not work, it means that we should try an alternative.
Yeah.
We know that the drink driving policy... Yeah. It does not work in this state.
I'm not in a drug.
No, I know that. No, nor am I.
I'm not a drug addict.
Nor am I. No. Okay, so I'm
not
also.
I'm not a smoker either.
Also saying
I'm
that.
I don't want this €3 to go home to me fucking bed.
Don't have it.
If I make it, I fucking make it somewhere around this.
Yeah. Okay, but. It also says that there is another aspect of this as well. The drink driving, we have ads on the television, quite disgusting ads, about people being maimed in drink driving accidents. And since these ads have gone on air, the amount of people dying on the roads has actually increased. So again, it's an instance of policy not working. Like heroin legalisation, like underage drinking, if a policy doesn't work, you try an alternative angle. Nowhere in the world does the criminalisation of heroin work. So obviously, and the same with the underage, the stigmatisation of drinking underage. And so I'm just saying that it's obvious what has to be done, you know, but who are we? You know, we're only honest.
Hey, Robbie. I'm not sure the information.
All right, Robbie.
Yeah, great.
What's going to happen? Neil Cougar doing his own issue. I'm talking about sex again.
Oh, yeah, I finished.
I
was going to start him at prisons.